Here we are. That's who we are. Back again, folks. How are you doing? It's been a while since we've been on this podcast, Lights. Last time we were on this podcast, we were talking about ways of living in the now and having a wonderful experience now. Not waiting till you're rich, not waiting till you're famous, not waiting till you have that new house or that new car, no, but living in the now. Finding joy and gratitude in the living in the now. We were talking about ways people were doing this by going online. By finding ways to use social media or become digital nomads. People have been traveling the country, living in vans, living in cars. And some people have even begin to travel around the world while they worked online for what may seem like pennies in this country, but could provide a living in many of the developing nations. I guess the main thing that we were really talking about is living in the now in a positive way, and also how there are many hindrances that can stop that. As a review, we were talking about the crypto market, how much money we were making at one time, joining various platforms such as CloudFi, Novatech, Funds, Pegasus, and several more. They were giving us 3% a week on some of them and 1.5% a day on others, but they were all soon shut down, accused of being pyramid schemes, cut off, or their assets were frozen and taken, so that the hundreds of thousands of people who had invested in them could not recover their investment. And this was very sad, because you see a lot of people were living out of those investments, not only in the United States, but all over the world and in what people call third world countries. This shows us that it's possible for everyone to live in peace, to everyone to have a good standard of living, and for everyone through hard work and saving to have enough money to live. Not only working for someone else, no, but also finding time to do the little things that we do, like taking walks, hanging out with family and friends, having hobbies, perhaps doing art or learning how to do art. These things are all possible. But what I learned as I was doing all these platforms is that we have to learn how to work away from and around the people in power who want to keep us trapped on their plantations. And many of them might not even know that's what they're doing, but they have been conditioned to the extent that they think that they are doing people a favor by shutting down platforms that are paying and providing for those who have nothing. And that's where we're at today. Wars, fighting, violence, and all of those things. But aside from that and within that, we can also find a bit of pleasure. We can find a bit of hope. Because you see, even though all of these things are happening, there is a chance for waking up, a chance for renewal, a chance to realize that the things that we have been doing in the past have not been working. We haven't noticed it. People in the middle class or in the working class, when the working class had decent pay, or in the upper classes, never noticed how the people around us were suffering. We never knew who that person sleeping in the street on a grate in downtown Philadelphia. We never knew that person or how they were feeling. We made up stories about them, how they were drunk or on drugs or crazy, not realizing that that person was none of those things. And most of us, if we didn't have the right family or friends, could be right there next to them. And most of us, even if we had the right family and the right friends and we had a lot of pride and wouldn't admit that we were broke and go home for help, most of us would have been there too. And I think that's the problem in the modern age. There is no place to go to feel safe when the bottom falls out and we need help. No psychologist to turn to. No medicine because doctors are so expensive. No free lawyers when it comes to stopping yourself from being evicted from apartments and houses and thrown on the street. We have cosmetic things. But when it comes to free things that help us live and have power, we don't have them. That is why I am talking here on this station about the need for us to develop those resources. First, we have to be able to develop the resources and resiliencies within ourselves. And then we can do that with like-minded friends in a community. We have to be counter-cultural. We have to fight against the idea of individuality and superior earned by working like crazy or cheating to make more money than the person next to us to prove that we have self-esteem. Because we all have self-esteem now. It doesn't take listening to the church or the state or one of the many popular gurus who claim not to be gurus on TV or social media. It doesn't take that. What it takes is sitting in silence, turning one's ears inward, and listening to what one's heart is saying. And this listening to what one's heart is saying may not even come in words. It can come in deeply held feelings or emotions. It can come in ways that we don't understand. It can be of a noetic quality, meaning that we instantly just know something about ourselves and the world. But that will never come if we don't just stop and listen. That is the most difficult thing, to stop, listen, and hear what our hearts are saying. Too many voices out there trying to think for us, I think. Too many people don't want to let us go to explore ourselves because we'll be out of control. We can't fit in a domesticated society if we begin to feel and think for ourselves. But we have to be put in a little trap. We have to move forward as instructed by others, by the experts, with the seal of approval from the system. Because if we really discover the madness of the truth, if we really discover divinity, not by hearing about it, but by being part of it, we can no longer be cogs in this artificial machine known as civilization. And I say it's time to break free from that machine and hold on to our divine nature. Of course, in a world of money, of profit, where we need capital to do anything that is necessary. Thus came in all of the crypto platforms, ways of raising money quickly by working hard to invest oneself. That's where that came in, you see. But the system that wants to keep us trapped quickly noticed that and began to shut it down. But there are still some around that aren't shut down, and we still have access to those if we would like, or if not to those, to other ways of living that will give us a free time to awaken ourselves and to know love. Of course, you can find a few of those, but not many anymore, on our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. They might help you. But even as I say this, I am not sure how many of them will be available, how long. We are in a struggle for our freedom, the freedom of humanity, and even the world now. Global warming threatens to kill off plants, to kill off animals, to destroy people's lives. No one seems to care who has the power to stop it. Wars and violence are increasing global warming through the pollution, through the bombing, through the destruction of the earth and men, women, and children. The violence is spreading like ink poured into a small cup of water. The ones at the top have become more violent. This goes to show us one thing. We need to begin to trust ourselves again in order to stand up against this onslaught of hatred, greed, and fear. How often have you heard that you need to trust yourself? Not often, eh? If you're part of a religion, they often tell you not to really trust yourself. They tell you to listen to somebody speaking to you or preaching at you, or to read some assigned book that they give you. But they tell you that you can't listen to the spirit because you'll be deceived. They tell you that every day you pray, you meditate, you are speaking with the divine, no matter what you called it. But whatever this divine being is going to let you have a beautiful, sincere, and loving heart, but also allow you to be deceived so you can be condemned, as if this thing you're praying to is heartless, ignorant, or stupid, and can't bring the truth to you by itself. Almost every religion that we think of opened the door. It gave us a chance to go around the priesthood and to connect directly with what many know of as God. But as soon as that little gap opened, the power structure rushed in, took it over, and made it into another perpetrator of oppression, except in a different way. But now is the time for all of us to break free of the power structure. And if we cannot connect with the divine without that layer in the middle, there is no divine. And we should just go about our business. We should go live in a van, live in the streets, learn some skill that we can do online and be a wonder. Because if we're doing all of that reaching out and we're not hearing the voice of anything that is real, it's a waste of time. But I think we will hear the voice of the divine. And I think that many of us do. But it's hard to listen to such a thing when people are constantly telling us that's not what we're hearing. Or that we have to hear it a certain way, or certain things have to happen step by step for us to know that we're growing spiritually. Well, all of these ways they're talking about are deceptions, because you see, every person who has an encounter has it in different ways. We're all unique beings. Why would we experience God or Goddess or Creator or Christ all in the same way? We've all been socialized different ways, conditioned different ways, we live with different families and different cultures, and the way we can understand things are aligned with those families, those cultures, the way they spoke, our experiences in life. So we're not going to all experience things the same way, but we can experience the same things. And the thing that I am talking about experience is being that is known as a great mystery, or the embodiment of love, kindness, and compassion. It can come to us as gods, goddesses, divinity, whatever you want it, but you know what it is, because it is filled with love, kindness, and compassion, and moves us to that. And if it is filled with anything else, it is a thing that is created by human beings and not what we are seeking. And so, as I speak on this podcast, I guess my main message is, have faith, trust in yourself, reach out, take hold of the divine. Don't be afraid to try some of these crypto platforms or some of the businesses online, but be careful what you seek and what you try, because some of them work very well and some don't. If you take away the ones that don't and you latch on to the ones that work well, even if they only work until external forces like crooked governments try to shut them down, you will be able to lead the life you want. One of love, one of fellowship, and one of joy, where you have time to cultivate your beautiful and wonderful self. The cultivating of the self does not necessarily mean adding things on to yourself. It means taking off the armor that you had to put in, into your heart and around yourself, in a world that was always threatening you. It means getting rid of all of the violent thoughts and ideas and all manipulation, doublespeak, getting rid of all of the dirt and all of the dross. Getting rid of the false personality that you had to attach to be liked or to protect yourself. Getting rid of the dreams that have been given to you from TV, radio, preacher, teacher, parents, all those in charge. Getting rid of those. Finding your true self. Finding your heart's desire. And daring to be the powerful one that you seek, the love that you seek. As Earth, Wind, and Fire said, hearts of fire create love's desire, take you high and higher to the world where you belong. Hearts of fire create love's desire, take you high and higher to your place on the throne and that is your place. We come together on this special day to sing a message loud and clear. Looking back, we've touched on sorrowful days. Future, past, they disappear. You will find peace of mind if you look way down in your heart and soul. Don't hesitate, cause the world seems cold. Stay young at heart, cause you're never old. And as they say, that's the way of the world. That's the way of life. That's the way of truth, justice. The God that comes in many forms. The goddess, God, Shiva, Krishna, Jesus Christ, the Buddha, the Maitreya, all of the great teachers that came to us to give us a view of not only the divine, but to show us the face of ourselves. For when we look at these beings, we look in a mirror. And when we see that being that is full of love and compassion and joy, we see our true selves. If we see something else, that's not the divine. And as long as we see something else, we know that we have not contacted our true self, our beautiful self, the God that dwells within. And so we work looking at the image until it becomes clear. The fog falls away and we are face to face with the divine. We shall be like the divine, for we shall see the divine as it is. Thanks for being with us. Follow us. We have a little button for support too. You can hit that support button and donate a little so we can keep giving these messages and doing a lot of the work of the divine in the world for very low price or for free. And better yet, go to our website and sign up and join some of these online opportunities that would even be a better way, because it would help you support yourself and your family, and it could also help support us. Thanks a lot, and remember that you are as beautiful as your thoughts. Namaste, folks.
You can make money by just sending emails.
How do you do that?
On Clickly, it's an email program where you can send out emails and can receive pay for clicks, and can even send out some that will make you money if someone buys a product. And the good part is that you can try it out free to see if you want it.
Free? That's hard to believe.
Totally. And guess what? They don't take your credit card information down or anything. It is totally free. Want to try it?
Sure.
Just sign up at the link below and you can start earning as soon as you start sending out emails.